2020 has been an awful year for everyone, and that makes asking for help all the more difficult. Let me explain. Defenestr Media pays for the shows on the world's greatest podcast network with a percentage of what we make doing our regular work. This year being full of the COVID-19 pandemic, a couple of surgeries, other medical issues, there's been almost no regular work this year. So we need to make up a significant shortfall to keep the rent paid, the lights on, the internet flowing, and the shows dropping. But The Left Show is about to hit our 500th episode. The world's greatest comic book podcast is about to hit 400 episodes. Our newest show, A Little Clarity, is nearly a year old. Our special segments like Mansplaining, The Sidetrack, Fat Camp, and Roast are all coming back in 2021. So we're asking for your help. Frankly, we're pleading for your help to keep things running. We've given you 10 years of original content, and we're looking forward to 10 more. So please, pop over to theleftshow.com. TheComicBookPodcast.com, ALittleClarityPodcast.com, WorldsGreatestPodcast.com, and help us out with our GoFundMe. The year-end bagathon starts now.
The World's Greatest Podcast Network.
The network children ask for by name. Media Network.
Welcome to A Little Clarity. This is the first one in 2021. I have shelved all of the 2020 episodes and tucked them away in a time capsule. As you may have noticed, last week I participated in a special episode of The Left Show after our Capitol was attacked by a violent mob of right-wing extremists, which left 5 dead, including a Capitol police officer who was beaten to death. A 6th casualty occurred over the weekend when a 2nd Capitol police officer who responded to the attack lost his life to suicide. I watched it all unfold live on TV, and I know I'm not alone in experiencing the shock. It took a couple of days before the full gravity set in and a sense of dread took over my body. What happened that day, live on TV, was the accumulation of this awful presidency, and it was way worse than I'd imagined. Though the chaos was expected, I couldn't believe my eyes how easily the Capitol was breached. We do have one hero in particular, though, that we need to thank, and that is Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman. Eugene Goodman lured the rioters away from an unprotected Senate chambers, using himself as bait. I'm sure you've seen the footage of this hero. Officer Goodman, so very aptly named, is a black man, and he lured white supremacists who were hell-bent on, we now know, taking hostages, murdering members of Congress, and lynching the vice president. He looked down the hallway towards the target and lured them into a room where backup was awaiting them. He is the hero of the day. I am absolutely sure that without his efforts, we would have had a much higher body count after that whole assault was over. I have been relying heavily on the skills that I have been learning and have learned from DBT, Dialectical Behavior Therapy, in particular, radical acceptance. And as a reminder, that is accepting the moment for exactly what it is. And that is what is helping grounding me into the present. It's been all too easy to let my mind go to some very, very dark places, and I know you've all heard the warnings of what is being planned. Michigan was an audition. What happened on the 6th was a dry run for what is being planned. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I want you to be calm, and I want you to be prepared, but be calm. These are radicals, and we far outweigh them in numbers, and we're awake. And we're aware. But despite what happened, On the 6th, there are still some dead enders, such as Jim Jordan, who still insists that there were election shenanigans. They still insist on lying. They still insist on inciting violence with this nonsense. The president is a narcissistic, hateful, deranged man. And we knew this. I cannot forgive those who enabled him. And I would like to see Article 14, Section 3 of the Constitution apply to each and every one of them. In case you don't know how that goes, the 14th Amendment, Section 3 reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove such disability." And right now we're in the middle of an impeachment. As I record this, it is actually Wednesday. So the impeachment vote is happening today in the House, and obviously I won't be able to address that in this episode. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about on the Left Show this coming Monday. Out of the 62 lawsuits filed challenging the presidential election, 61 failed. The one lawsuit that went in his favor was in Pennsylvania, where a judge ruled voters had 3 days after the election to provide proper ID and cure their ballots. Many of those lawsuits were presented to Trump-appointed judges. We have had recount after recount. Georgia, I believe, did 3 recounts, and the officials who run that state are Republicans. The state Supreme Court has rejected the claim of fraud, as has our Supreme Court, with 3 Trump-appointed members. I want free and fair elections. If there's evidence of fraud, it must be exposed. In the case of the 2020 election, time and time again, they had nothing to present other than wild conspiracy theories in the public and nothing behind closed doors as to not perjure themselves. The president is a dangerous threat to our nation, and he's incapable of culpability. On Tuesday, he said that his Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. that incited the violent mob to storm the Capitol was, quote, totally appropriate. He then went on to say that, quote, other people had said the real problem was the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places. They're still blaming Antifa. They're blaming anti-fascists. Anti-fascists are the problem. And yes, for this administration and white supremacists, you bet. I want to share with you now something that I came across on Facebook. It's a wonderful piece. Unfortunately, the author is unknown, or I would give them proper credit. It's in case you're confused about things. Huge numbers of our population believe in a complete alternate reality, alternate facts, as it were. But just as intensely as I believe they are deluded, they think I'm the one that's deluded. And maybe I am. So how can I be confident in my perception? It can be quite difficult. But I have found that in times of political confusion, particularly when emotions are running high and creating tunnel vision, the presence of Nazis can be an extremely helpful indicator. If I'm attending a local demonstration or event and I see Nazis, neo-Nazis, casual Nazis, master race Nazis, or the latest whatever uber mythology Nazis, I figure out which side they are on. If they are on my side of the demonstration, I'm on the wrong side. It is tough to argue moral equivalence when I'm standing next to a Nazi. Look to my right. Is there a guy wearing a 6MWE, which means 6 million wasn't enough, t-shirt? I'm on the wrong side. Look to my left. Is that guy wearing a Camp Auschwitz t-shirt? Wrong side. Are speakers being applauded for referring to things that Hitler got right? Wrong side. Team Spirit face paint and a hat with animal horns? This is actually an unclear indicator that could mean anything, but safest to keep my distance from that guy anyway, even at a football game. However, I can always, always, always rely on the presence of Nazis as a guiding light through a fog of disinformation. Some things are relative, and politics can absolutely have its opposing sides and gray areas, but evil and good are absolute. So just look for the Nazis and make your own decisions. I thought that was very helpful advice. And I am thinking corporate America may have seen the Nazis and decided they wanted to be on the right side of history. Because the corporate response to what happened on Wednesday is pretty remarkable. From the New York Times, large corporations and their lobbyists usually try to steer clear of messy political fights. Companies prefer to work behind the scenes, giving money to both political parties and quietly influencing tax policy, spending, and regulation. But President Trump's effort to overturn the result of the presidential election and the violent attack on Congress by his supporters has created a dilemma for many companies. A growing number have decided that they are, at least for now, not willing to support members of Congress who backed up Trump's effort to change the election result and promoted lies about election fraud. Over the weekend, several large companies, Marriott, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Commerce Bankshares, announced a suspension of donations to members of Congress who voted against the election certification. Yesterday, the list expanded to Amazon, AT&T, Comcast, Airbnb, MasterCard, Verizon, and Dow, the chemical company. Hallmark has even asked for its money back from two of the senators who oppose certification, Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall. Quote, just a few days ago, this would have been unthinkable. Judd Legum, the author of the Popular Information newsletter, who has done the best recent reporting on corporate donations, told me. In the Senate, the temporary ban on donations will also affect Rick Scott of Florida, Ted Cruz of Texas, and a few other members. In the House, the group includes more than half of the Republican caucus, including its two top leaders, Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise. We have to create some level of cost, Thomas Glocer, a member of Morgan Stanley and Merck, told the Wall Street Journal. Money is the key way. And unfortunately, that is the only language that these people speak. Money. And when money became free speech, you and I no longer could afford to speak. So, with the system set up the way it is, the only way to get these people's attention is for those big companies and donors and lobbyists to pull their support. And I'm glad to see that that's happening. I'm glad to see that social media, who have their own agreements with every user who signs in, are enforcing those rules and not allowing for violent hate speech and talk of insurrection to be tolerated. I'm glad to see it. Trump is apparently just heartbroken that he can no longer tweet that nobody wants to use his golf courses anymore. It's just broken his poor heart. Not the five people who died on the day of January 6th and the sixth officer who took his own life over the weekend. That didn't bother him a bit. No, it's them not wanting to play with him anymore. He's got such a sick relationship with the world and such a really ugly codependent relationship with his cult. They are depending on him for their life, and he depends on them for their adoration. And it's grotesque. It's just disgusting. And sick. It's sick. And I don't know how we unwrap this. I don't know how we fix this. But we do need to have a reckoning in this country with what has happened. This kind of thing can't happen again, and I know that the Republicans are calling for unity all of a sudden. I don't know where they were for the last, God, how many years, but especially this administration. But apparently now they want unity. I would like to say to them that moment was the 6th of January. They had their opportunity at that point to remove this guy immediately. And they didn't do it. So now we're in the middle of an impeachment, and it needs to happen. I don't care how many days, even if it's one day left in office, he needs to be called to task about what happened and what he's done. And it cannot happen again. It can't happen again. And there are plans for it to happen again. That said, I want you to not only prepare yourself for that, physically, you know, stay home on those days. Michael Moore lays it out as to when you really need to keep your eye open. So listen to his latest podcast. But I want you to prepare yourself emotionally and mentally as well. And that means you do need to check out a bit for your own sake. You need to check out a bit. I am meditating every day, and that helps. And if you would just take 3 minutes a day to follow your breath, that will help. If you're into bubble baths, take bubble baths. But do something. Find a television show that has absolutely nothing to do with history or reality, or even a fun part of reality. I'm currently watching Escape to the Chateau as my escape, and it is fantastic. Do something like that every single day. That is your assignment to help with your mental and emotional state during this absolutely insane time. I realize now as I close this, I have not mentioned COVID once. Not once. I'm going to close this with a parody by a brilliant artist, Dane Kallstrom. This is I'll Be Back from Hamilton. And I will be back sometime, probably next week. Please take care of yourself.
You say, I don't have the votes and I won't, so I must go away. You'll cry, you lose, there's no fraud, that's fake news, and I won't say goodbye. I'm so sad. Remember when I had a lead that they couldn't surmount? Now you're making me mad. Magically it disappeared. Now I want a recount. I'll be back soon, you'll see. Coney Barrett, she belongs to me. I'll be back, time will tell. Pennsylvania can go straight to hell. I will rise, Joe will fall. All lives matter, but mine most of all. And if you claim I'm done, I will send another China virus to convince you that I won. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Polls have closed. The law says they must be disposed. So no, don't take that ballot, 'cause it's a Biden ballot, a late illegal ballot, a trailing mail-in ballot. Another. I'll be back. I'll extort. I'll take each and every state to court. I'm a Trump. I'm a threat. I'm a narcissistic prick in debt. Counts are wrong. I am not. I won this election by a lot. And if you still dissent, I will kill democracy to remain the president. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody, blah 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 blah.